And I want to, as you know, I've been having a problem the last few years with back and sciatica issues, and I've been taking pain medications. And I don't know, I can't give an explanation, but Friday evening seemed to be a combination of reaction to some of the pain meds, but also from pure exhaustion of a lot of things have been going on in the last few months. This putting together the convention, but a lot to do with work, even having earlier in the week been in court to do with a case with my office. And work and the non-24 hours. So I've been working basically on sleep deprivation, and people have been telling me to be careful and try to get some sleep. It appears, to the best of my knowledge, and I'll find out later when I meet with my medical doctor, that the combination of taking the medications and the lack of sleep all hit me, and I really virtually almost very little remember what happened Friday evening. No alcohol. I haven't had anything to drink since probably Christmas was the last time. I'm not much of a drinker, not anti-drinking. So it wasn't that. It's just the prescription medications. I'm sorry for that. And if I may have said something or did something, as people have told me, I shouldn't worry about it. But I apologize. It was nothing that I am aware of. And so if I'd done anything. Okay. The other thing was, if that was the only problem I had, I'd be very grateful. Though I might not be here. I might be in some other place locked up. And then the other thing was, you know, I just still the exhaustion running around and worrying about a lot of different things. I got prepared last evening for the banquet or everything and turned on the news to hear what was happening in the world. And sat in the chair, and this was like at a little before 5 o'clock, and the next thing I know, it's 10:30. So I apologize for that. I let some people down on that. And actually even had... we were going to do something about the 80th anniversary. I actually had brought in two candles that would be 80, and we were going to put it on Donna's spice cakes, and would have just at least had like a birthday party there. Well, unfortunately, those are in my pack right now. They didn't get done last night. But I am glad that Donna got her the CCB lifetime membership, and I want to thank everyone who contributed to that. I know there were others who were interested, but we had reached the amount we needed. And so on behalf of the organization, I want to thank Donna for her years, but particularly the last 4 years of her leadership to the organization. She's always been there and has been transparent, and you have no idea how much she's being committed, just like her predecessors, to the organization and putting everything else behind while she's put and the leadership as president in front. And we've been very fortunate, and I know that tradition, you know, will continue with our incoming president, Jeff Tom. But I want to thank personally... thank Donna for everything that she has given to us, and I know she will continue doing so in the next few years. So thank you, Donna, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to everyone. And again, I apologize for my problems and how it's impacted the organization as a whole. So thank you very much, and have a good, safe trip back home.
He did write that check to the organization for $1 million. We got that somewhere.
I have to chuckle because, Gene, thank you. You have been a huge support I don't know what you threatened everyone with, but they all kept the secrets. Mitch found out from what I was told last night about a day or two before, and he didn't even tell me. So, so thank you, and thank you all of you, and that's part of what I wanted to. Part of what I wanted to share is that, just again, thank you for last night. It was a wonderful surprise, and it definitely means a great deal to me, and I will always treasure it. And Jean, the only thing I will say about Friday evening, because I realized that you were having struggles, and you did not do anything at all whatsoever to embarrass yourself or anything. The one thing that I heard you say was you began in true Jean fashion, you were advocating for something dealing with transportation regs. And Ron shared, and he said, "Oh, that must be later in the agenda." He's, rereading his speech or something that he's advocating on for transportation regs that's going to happen later on in the evening. And I leaned over to Ron and I said, "No, Gene is having some struggles." And he goes, "Talk about dedication." So thank you, Gene. Oh, let's do one more quick door prize, and then we're going to hand it over to our secretary. So let's do one more quick door prize. And we should probably keep the door prize box up here. We're going to do a bag of fudge from Katrina McCurdy and $25 cash prize from the Solano County Council of the Blind, and we will have Jean draw. Karen Schroeder. Oh, out in the room. Let's see who's next. Diane Deutsch, are you in the room? Yeah. Yay! All righty. Good for you. Yay. At this point, I don't know if we have a microphone stand unpacked. Or are you okay? All right. At this point, I'm going to give the microphone over to our secretary for the reading of the business meeting minutes. No stand.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Thank you.
Business meeting for the fall 2013 CCB convention at the Del Mar Marriott Hotel. Friday. Credentials. Pamology presented the credentials report. The chapters that were not seated were Antelope Valley Chapter, Golden Gate Chapter, Greater Lakewood Chapter, High Desert Chapter, Humboldt County Chapter, Inland Empire Chapter, and Solano County Chapter. Motion, it was moved and seconded to approve the Credentials Committee report. The motion passed unanimously. Elections. The following officers and directors were elected to the CCB Board of Directors. Roger Peterson, Second Vice President. Judy Wilkinson, Secretary. Artis Bazin, Director. John Ross, Director. Linda Perrell, Director. Robert Wendt, Director. And Vita Zavoli, Director. Saturday. Constitution and Bylaws. Gabe Griffith gave the second reading of several amendments. All proposed amendments passed The amended sections were Article 1, Constitutional Amendments, Article 4, Newell Perry Endowment Trust, Article 10.4, Board of Directors Composition. Gabe then gave a first reading of several more amendments. Thank you. Several more amendments to be voted on Sunday morning. Sunday, Gabe read the business minutes from the spring 2013 convention. Motion, it was moved and seconded to approve the minutes. The motion passed. Constitution and bylaws revisited. Gabe gave the second reading of several amendments. The amendments were all part of Article 8. The amended sections of the Constitution were 8.2, 8.6, 8.7, and 8.9. There was also the creation of a new bylaw number 4, specifying the membership and officer sheet. Motion, it was moved and seconded to adopt the Constitution and Bylaws Committee report. The motion passed. Resolutions. Jeff Tom read the resolutions. Following is a listing of the resolutions and the action taken. 2013 B1, State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind, pass. 2013 B2, IHSS Reader Services, pass. 2013 B3, Department of Rehabilitation Purchasing, pass. 2013 B4, Volunteers, commendation, pass. 2013 B5, BEP, pass. 2013 B6, Guide Dog Users of California, pass. 2013 B7, Hotel Appreciation, pass. Motion, it was moved and seconded to accept the Resolutions Committee report. The motion passed. Treasurer's report. Peter Pardini gave the treasurer's report. Total assets are 1,057,243. That number again is 1,057,243. The full report is available by contacting the CCB office. Motion, it was moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. The motion passed. Committee reports. Publications. Linda Perrell announced a survey that is in the BC regarding future formats. Membership. Artis Bazin asked all chapters and affiliates to send her the email addresses for 2 members of their chapters for the membership email list. Credentials. Pam Pology thanked everyone for getting their information in on time and for all their help. TOG asked people to fill out the survey on web content and announced that the website may be down while it is being migrated to another service. New business. Margie Donovan announced that she feels there should be a flag at the front of the room during the Pledge of Allegiance. Mitch said there could be problems due to storage. Jeff suggested encouraging the Convention Planning Committee to urge scout troops and other color guards in local areas to bring in a flag. Jean said that committee already does this. Motion, Margie moved that if there is not a flag in the front of the room, that the Pledge of Allegiance be suspended. The motion was seconded. The motion failed. Pam Metz thanked the GDUC board for all their work over the summer and the CC board for their support. Old business. There was no old business. Public comments. Mike Keithley thanked the people responsible for keeping the ALD system going. Christy Crespin wanted to know what to do with name badges. The next convention will be in Sacramento at the Arden West Hilton Hotel from April 10 through 13. Respectfully submitted, Gabe Griffith, CCB Secretary.
Okay. Jeff moves the adoption of the minutes as read. Any discussion? If we can get a microphone to Roger Peterson.
I guess the at the end there, the next convention should say April 10th to 13th, 2014. If it may say that and you didn't read it. I don't know.
I read the minutes. I'm sorry. What is the correction, Roger?
Just to add the year.
Okay.
You didn't say 2014.
Okay. Who seconded that motion? Me? Who? Thank you,
Charlene Ornelas.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay. Yes.
I'm still having trouble with the institutional memory issue here. So when you look back, you know, like we were just doing, looking back 20 years in the Wine Californian, you look back at the minutes, and you don't know what constitutional bylaw amendments were actually made. And as we have found in the past, when the Constitution was updated, that things were left out. So is it possible to attach the actual language of what's being changed in the Constitution bylaws?
Yeah. If that's the wish of the body, we can certainly do that.
Well, yes.
And so Dirk agreed from the back with what Bernice was saying, that even if it's not read specifically, yeah, but maybe referred to by title, mm-hmm, and always have it attached, mm-hmm, that you'd be in agreement with that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dirk, I expressed your sentiment properly, I think.
I would just like you to know that that would be my thinking as well going forward, but I will go back and make sure those items are attached to the 2013 minutes.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? All those in favor of the minutes, as amended, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Before we go to the treasurer's report, we're going to do a door prize, and I have a 1934. This person was born in 1934. Everyone's been coming up to me, and this person I guess you'd call it a comedy. Remember, call out your name. And this person, I believe, and they were born in 1934, this person, I think, was the first person who caused a bit of controversy on TV for showing her navel. Andrea. Yes. Yay! Barbara Eden. You get a bag of fudge and a $15 Subway card. Yay! Congratulations, Andrea. Let's go ahead and give the microphone over to our treasurer, Peter Pardini. You want to? Then we'll pull tickets. Do you want a regular door prize?
Yeah.
All right. Let's pull names. Judy. Yep. 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 And what's the door prize? Harry and David snack box from ACB Capital Chapter, and Larry Hall. Are you in the room?
Not here.
Not here. Next name. Judy wants that one. Jeffrey Sims. Next name. Go ahead, keep going. Pull out like three and put them next to each other, left to right? Connie Bateman. Okay. Jerry Emmons? Emmonson. Jerry Emmonson. Yay, Jerry Emmonson. Jerry's here. We had some fun times sitting next to each other in the exhibit hall when he was at San Francisco table and I was at the CCB table.